Hi there, it is Amy here, and welcome to my podcast, which is Dear to My Younger Self. This is a podcast where we explore all areas of yourself from the past and your future. And this is just short intro to what's becoming in the next couple of weeks. The main questions on this podcast will be exploring either myself or my guests. Areas of their life and the self of the person. The first question I would start with would be basically, who am I? I am Amy. I am also a trained person centered counsellor. I also specialise in educating people in neurodiversity, especially in the workplace. And this is just a taster of what to come. So the first question I could ask myself is, what drove you to your current job or career? So I am a counsellor, and this has come from my past experience of my own life, of having counselling, and wanted to bring back to people what I got out of counselling. The next question is, when did you start believing in yourself? When I think back to this, I probably didn't start believing myself to my probably middle 20s, probably 25, 26. Before that, I did not believe myself at all. What was the change point was basically I had many years of trying to be somebody who was actually not me. And I just got tired of it. It really drained me. And I was not in a very good headspace. Probably going through like mild depression, but kept it to myself. Only the very few people knew about it, like family members. But on top of that, I tried to do everything else with it, like try to keep a job, also volunteering in many different sections, trying to find out who I am and what my path with life. But when I got to the age of 25, I just thought, sorry, I got too tired of this, and just started to live better, going out with friends more. I was before, but I wasn't appreciating it and wasn't living in the moment. So that changed where I just thought, sod it, I've got to live. And that's when life got better for me. And I decided to explore different areas of myself that I had not in the past. Next question is, when did you start honouring your self-worth? This is a question that really made me think. And what comes to mind is that I'm still trying to explore that now. Of in different areas of my life, from relationships, that includes within friendships as well, and also work life as well, of like, how do you honor yourself in a job? Where do you put like boundaries in for that? But how do you honor yourself within it? I think I started honoring myself just a couple of years ago, probably, and that's really hard to say out loud and probably here, just by doing things I actually want to do and actually don't care what other people think, and so it kind of crossed over the last question. It's something that I'm currently still developing on, I think, and probably will for many years of my life. Next question is, what have you learned from your younger self? And this is a question which could be from yesterday, or from 5 years ago, or from 10 years ago, and so on. What have I learned from my younger self? I think what I've learned is that it took me really hard to actually listen and know this, is that your job isn't everything. Because that's what I was trying to do when I was younger, to get a job to represent me as a person, and then realise your job can never do that, because there's always other areas of yourself as well. And I got a feeling that many people maybe be had that same thought that I did. And it wasn't until my maybe middle 20s. That's when I just started to have fun more, just do things I wanted to do. And there was still an area of me that still appeared from those earlier years. So it wasn't all rainbows and daisies. But as I get older each year, that element of it gets better. And I just realised that life goes too fast and you just need to be present. Live the best you can in that moment and just take away lessons for your older self for the next day. And the next question is, what would you like to tell yourself now? I think this is probably like a repeating pattern in this in this chat, is basically that you're ever learning, you're ever growing. You'll never be the same person again you was yesterday, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. You're always developing and changing. I think that's what makes us human. And I think that's what drives us to live in life as well. Next question would be, what would you like to say to your future self? I think to my future self, I would like to say is just keep going, keep partnering, keep developing yourself, keep having elements of fun, and try and be more in the moment, which I know I am currently, but I like to be more present as it is, and just see how it goes, where it goes to, and just try and flow with it, which is harder for me to do as a person. And then last question is, when was the last time you had a conversation with yourself? Ooh, that is a really hard question to answer, because I sometimes have conversation with myself on daily, depends what's gone on in my life. I think the last time I had a conversation with myself was actually yesterday, when I was beating myself up about a little thing that I said, a comment or something to a friend, and I kind of was beating myself about and say that they might have taken it the wrong way, and actually they had not taken it the way I thought they would in my mind. And it kind of made me think that how my reaction to something actually could be different to somebody else's. Why I thought I came across like, not offensive is not a word, but like it didn't come across the way I wanted to, but the person actually received it the way that I originally wanted to, if that makes any sense. And I think a conversation is basically telling myself that I do analyze a lot and I need to back off that and just try and go with it and flow. I hope you enjoyed this little taster of what's coming in the series of this podcast. I hope you all have a good day, and I hope you live in the present moment.